head now. The sixth month's rest, so.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess we have to appreciate our blessings.
Yeah, I guess so.
So, well, I'll let you go.
Oh, but you know what? Actually, I was, I did want to ask you something. I called on Sunday night, but I guess I missed you. I was.
Oh, you were working on your genealogy.
Yeah, I.
You know, I got thinking it over. The one who is married to Josie is George Bryant.
Josie.
I had him mixed up with Charlie.
Oh yeah, right. Okay, so Josie was married to who?
George Bryant.
Oh, okay, yeah, I've got my notes here. Okay,
that's Grandma Giles' brother.
Right, yeah. Yeah, you know, actually, that was what I was going to ask you about, because, okay, so Josie was married to George, all right, and then, yeah, and you had a funny story that you were talking about, and I actually wanted to figure out where the Bryants lived. It sounds like you had that funny story where you said that they joked that Charles would jump into bed with you when you were staying over there or something.
Where? That was out at the farm. But George had a flat on the third floor that Grandpa Giles and Merrick helped him move. And when they got there in the morning, he was still in bed.
Yeah, so that was George?
And they're lugging stuff up three floors.
So he was kind of a lazy guy, huh?
Yeah.
It was a three flat in the city? So that wasn't near the farm then?
They lived right somewhere on the northwest side, I think.
Okay. George and Josie, that is?
What did you say about Josie?
Oh, you were talking about George living on a three flat. Was he married to Josie at the time?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they had about five or more kids.
Oh, George and Josie had five
kids?
Yeah,
Even after I was married, a couple of the kids then were maybe about 12, 13 years old, and they came out and visited by Grandma Giles.
Oh, okay. Huh. Yeah, that was going to be my latest little activity, is to try to track down the Bryant side. I was going to, I've got all these little tricks where I can try to find where they lived and when they were born and everything, you know, using the census, information, you know, the census from 1910, 1920, 1930. So I've figured out all these ways to, find people's ages and find their children and stuff.
It seems like when you get to the next generation, you lose all contact with the others. I do have my own relatives.
It's kind of hard. Yeah, there's so many people involved here. Oop, here comes Alex. Ah. So you said that you said Charles lived at the farm on Lawrence Avenue.
No, he didn't live out there. He'd come and visit. He was the one that had property across from Kylie of Grace Street.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Florida. And Grandma Jeff thought that would be so valuable. I said, okay, you could buy a lot across from the Arlington Race Track. No more expensive than the other stuff around.
Yeah. Oh, no, I just meant, like, when he was younger. I mean, did he live on that farm also, or was that...
No, only Grandpa Jeff. His parents owned the place and lived there. And when he got too old to work, I guess he leased it out to Grandpa Jeff.
Oh, okay, so I didn't... Okay, so Grandpa Jeff's father, that was Stephen Jeff.
Yeah.
He actually owned the farm on Lawrence.
I think that's how it was.
Okay. And the farm, that was like at Lawrence and Canfield, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. We were actually just kind of looking at the map over the weekend. We were downtown Saturday and Sunday, and we were actually going to go visit some of the old places. We ran out of time. I wanted to go see that place on Lowell Avenue that you talked about, just to see if it was over there. We were just kind of, because we've been talking about it so much, so we kind of wanted to see it, but we'll...
It's a one-way street now.
Oh, is it? You've seen it lately?
No, I know that one. We still go and see my cousin once in a while.
Oh, cousin Wilmina?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Did she still live there when she was...
We got into some mix-up when they changed the...
area code?
The area code. And I thought, well, she used to always call me. I never called her.
Oh.
And somehow or other, we just never called each other.
Oh.
I don't know if she's living or not.
Oh, okay.
So she's about 4 years older than I am.
Huh. Yeah. Well, she had that guy taking care of her, right?
He was for a while, but then his own mother got kind of frail in that, so he was moved back.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, he was a real good tenant. She made out whoever rented the apartment would cut the grass and shovel the snow.
Yeah.
She gave him a good price on the rent.
Oh, okay. Huh. I talked to Joyce Galke Sunday night. She lives out in Oregon.
Did you call her?
Yeah, I called her. I got her name from a friend of her brother's. Her brother Robert passed away a couple of years ago.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody even let us know.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, he died, actually, in June of 2000. I forget where he lived, actually. I met his friend on the internet. We were just doing genealogy together, and he saw the name Galke on my family tree, and we've been communicating via email. This friend of his used to work in at the Barrington phone at Illinois Bell in Barrington. Apparently at the same office as my mom. I forget what his name was, John Vasilik or something like that. But yeah, a friend of Robert Galke. So I was talking to John, and John gave me the number of Joyce Galke. She's out in Oregon. She's been out there for about 20 years now. And I was chatting with her for a while. I was just asking her about her siblings. And apparently her brother Charles is still alive.
He was... No, I can't think of what state he was in.
Yeah, he's in Florida now. He lives in Isla Morada, Florida. I think it's down south in Florida.
Yeah, it's on the Keys. Because when we went to Florida, we were going to stop and see him, and he was home visiting. And it seemed to be like he lived in West Virginia for a while.
He had a place in Georgia for a while.
Well, Georgia, maybe that's
it. Yeah, apparently Joyce said he just sold it. But, I talked to her for a while. I was just asking about all the stuff.
She'd be a good one to ask. She was always nearest Marlene's age.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And it's funny. She gave me the name of, we were talking about her sister Gert, who was married to Bluet Baudouin.
Oh, yeah.
She gave me the spelling of, Bluet, and I actually kind of found, apparently Gertrude and Bluette, they were divorced a long time ago. Yeah. Is that right? Okay. Yeah, because I guess he had this other wife for 40 years or so. So I just happened to find...
Yeah, my cousin Gertrude, she was almost as bad as Sharon when she'd get you on the phone.
Oh, yeah.
She'd go on and on, and she used to call me, and we're the same age.
Oh.
She's the one that used to come and spend her vacation at our house, and I'd spend my vacation at her house.
Oh, okay.
Big deal, Des Plaines in Chicago.
Oh, she lived in Des Plaines? Oh.
Yeah, they lived in Des Plaines.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's not much of a getaway then. So, so I talked to Joyce for a while. She knew of, like, her brother Charles's grandkids and everything, and so I kind of got those names. She referred me to Donna Lambrick, but she couldn't remember Donna's...
She's got a posed-sounding name, and I suppose someplace I've got it written down, but I haven't run across.
Yeah, if you find that, that'd be good, because I was... she didn't know her married name either, so
And Wayne Lambrick, he's... how's he related?
He's
Walter's
son.
Yeah. He lived out in Lake Bluff. I don't know if he still does.
Yeah, you know, I looked up in the phone book. There's a Wayne Lambrick in Lake Villa. So maybe that's him. I was gonna write him a letter and see if he's there. I've been in. As you can see, I'm kind of doing my genealogy again. I'm kind of on a roll now. I'm trying to update all my stuff. get all my little, like Joyce says, it's once you start doing genealogy, it's like popcorn. It's hard to stop. that was her quote. But, yeah, she was real nice. I had never talked to her, but, she was really, friendly. She thought I was a sales call at first. I had sent a letter to her a couple of weeks ago, and then, but I guess she had never received it, and, she didn't know exactly who I was, but she recognized your name and my mom's name and everything, so, I always feel a little uncomfortable calling people out of the blue, you know, it's, like I'm invading their privacy or something, so I always send them a letter first so they know.
You know, Donna, she was married and divorced, and she works for some doctor's office or something, and also, I think somebody told me one time she even lives in Palatine.
Oh, Donna Lambrick?
Yeah, but I can't think her last name is...
Oh, wow.
Warshawski or something like that.
Ski? Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'd like to get a hold of her, because it sounds like she knew some of the stuff. I'll have to try to track her down somehow. But,
that gets me that you're so interested in it.
I just
started hearing you, but I wouldn't be interested.
Yeah, I just kind of find it interesting knowing that all these people are related. You know, it's just it's just kind of fascinating that we all have the same.
Well, our families used to be very close until my grandmother died. We used to go in on Christmas Eve to my Aunt Mandy's, who was Romina's mother.
Yeah.
And with a whole bunch of us, each one of their kids and their grandchildren. That's where I always left my Uncle Louie. He didn't have any children. And he'd come in lugging big boxes of toys and stuff.
Yeah.
And when he'd go home, he'd have like a tie in a box.
Yeah. Was that Lewis Kettle, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember you saying that. Yeah. Yeah, that's funny. I guess that's, I'm sure you enjoyed it, though.
He's the one that used to light on 4th of July the bombs. He had an old tea kettle, and he'd put it in there and then run like heck. And when it went off, the tea kettle cover would go, the lid would fly way up in the air.
Oh, jeez.
He didn't have any kids, but he was the biggest kid of all.
Yeah, yeah, I guess you gotta make up for it sometimes. that's funny. Yeah, making up for his lost childhood, I guess, or something. but I just find it fascinating just looking at all these people that I'm related to, and we all share genetic, you know, it's like we're all genetically this part of the same family. It's just all these people, you know. It's kind of fascinating. I don't know. It's kind of boring for some people, I suppose, but I kind of find it interesting. So.
Well, I didn't know Bob had died. Like I say, nobody let us know either.
He died in June of 2000.
When Papa was still alive, Bob used to stop in once in a while because he had a friend or something. He either owned the business or something on that industrial avenue near Elfdale. It's part of Rolling Meadows.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Robert owned a place?
No, his friend did.
Oh, I see.
Stop in, and when he'd be that close, he'd come over and see us for a few minutes.
Oh, okay. Huh. Had you ever met Joyce? Did you?
Oh, sure.
Oh, you did? Okay. I didn't know. She said she moved out to Oregon in 1980, I guess.
She moved out to Oregon. I think she felt closer to her friends. She was godmother to one of the kids or something. And I think she liked it better out there than here.
Well, she said her...
Now that when her mother and father were gone, there was really no reason why she had to stay.
Yeah. Well, I think she said that her job was transferred, so they gave her a choice to go to either Texas or Oregon. So she wanted to go where there was some scenery. So...
I
think we covered all the bases. I was just trying to, I was going to go look for some Bryants, look for the Bryants and stuff, try to find all our cousin Bryants. So that's a tougher one because that's a common name.
Guard your shins from the walker.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, Sheila finally took him out of the walker now, so I'm safe. I hear him screaming somewhere. Oh, he's getting his diaper changed now. So he's a cutie. So okay, well, will we talk? You hear him? Yeah, he's all excited because he's got a clean diaper. So okay, well.
Okay, then we'll see you.
Oh.
Wait a minute, Kathy wants to...
Oh, okay.